Simon & Schuster Audio presents Bad Mormon, a memoir by Heather Gay. Read by the author.
To Ashley, Georgia, and Annabelle. When I think of the 3 degrees of glory now, I think of my heaven, my eternity, my legacy, my 3 daughters. You are my sun, my moon, and all of my stars. E.E. Cummings. Author's note. The official name of the Mormon Church is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The full name was given by revelation from God to the prophet Joseph Smith in 1838. For almost 200 years, we called ourselves Mormons. It was the name of our book, our lessons, our songs, our marketing campaigns, our website, and a church-produced movie titled Meet the Mormons. In 1990, one of the church's apostles, Russell M. Nelson, spoke out against using the term Mormon and instead encouraged members to use the official name, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He was publicly reprimanded by the prophet Gordon B. Hinckley, who encouraged that the nickname Mormon be embraced. In 2018, when Nelson advanced the office of prophet himself, getting rid of the nickname became one of his first orders of business. He proclaimed that the Lord had impressed upon his mind that using the proper name of the church was not negotiable, and commanded that members stop referring to themselves as Mormons, and instead only as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He then asked the rest of the world to respect this new commandment and refrain from using Mormon and Mormonism when referring to church members, doctrine, culture, and lifestyles unique to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Originally, I tried to follow the prophet and the church's style guide and use the full and proper name. But when I realized that I had used the word Mormon nearly 200 times, it became clear that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was perhaps a bit belabored. I have chosen to use Mormon and Mormonism as they are words with which I have found resonance since birth. Both monikers are used throughout the story in order to speak to my lived experience and my identity. This is not meant to offend or dismiss the identities of those who feel otherwise. You'll soon find that this choice is only one of the many ways that I am a bad Mormon. Prologue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?